Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 506, Active Interaction by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Happy Monday, happy Christmas in June for those of you that care. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. This is just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. You can send in your questions at oldpodcast.com/ask, and that'll also enter you into a special book raffle that we do on the first of every month, which, if you can believe it, is already less than a week away. So now's a great time to send me your question. It makes me super happy because I love answering your questions. Plus, you get to be in a special book raffle. Again, you can do that at oldpodcast.com/ask. All right, let's keep this short and sweet. Let's jump right to it and start optimizing your life. Active Interaction by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. I like wine. And by like, I mean I have an affinity for it so strong that I almost don't want to admit it. I'm not a lush by any means, as I will always stop drinking once I can no longer appreciate the depth and the breadth of it. Usually it's a 4-glass max. But more than imbibing the wine itself, I enjoy the process of sharing wine with friends. It is, in fact, one of my favorite pastimes. On any given night, I prefer to stay in drinking wine with my friends as opposed to go out and partake in shenanigans. The taste, the company, the way it pairs so nicely with chocolate, what's not to love? In the past, I found myself avoiding social interaction when I was trying to stay especially lean. For example, when I was prepping for a photo or video shoot. Did you catch that? I would actively avoid spending time with my friends because I didn't want to F up my nutrition. Sounds absolutely wild, doesn't it? But what's even wilder is how many clients I've worked with who have struggled with the same issue. So many of us battle with the connection between social interaction and consumption. We are not alone. At some point, I'd had enough. I'd gotten so tired of not cultivating relationships because of food, I felt as though I was missing out on my life due to my own lack of self-control. There had to be a way to maintain my nutritional commitments and nurture my closest relationships. So I got to thinking, how much of our social interaction as a culture revolves around consumption? And if consumption has become synonymous with interaction, couldn't we bump up against that and create a new paradigm? A shift, the kind in which the fear of food and drink would no longer bludgeon us into becoming hermits, the kind in which hanging out with friends didn't also have to mean hanging out with 57 tacos and 13 bottles of wine. I mean, sometimes, yes. Rather than go to parties and be restricted to celery and seltzer, I decided to make a concerted effort to engage in more active interaction, social interaction based on expenditure as opposed to consumption. Instead of meeting for a glass of wine, I'd meet up with a friend for a yoga class. I'd opt for long walks at the park to catch up on the latest gossip and invite friends for training sessions rather than dinners out. The crazy thing? It actually worked. Now let's be real, it's not wine or chocolate, but it's wholly satisfying in a very different way. Being active with others is a truly unrivaled bonding experience. While we can bond over wine and food, there's a special kind of magic that occurs when these bonds are created with physical exertion. Activity stimulates hormones, encourages self-improvement, and ultimately helps create a better version of you. Sometimes my active interaction sessions are verbal therapy. We talk about the current muddy waters we might be navigating, flesh out ideas for new projects, or help each other through rough patches. Other times, they are therapeutic, without words, such as yoga sessions where we release toxic energy and seek balance, all the while knowing a friend is on the mat next to us, quietly supporting us. Movement is a cogent form of self-improvement. It's an act of physical intention, a quest for a stronger body, a healthy heart, a vibrant spirit, a better you. Bettering yourself while spending time with people you care about creates a sense of community and positive productivity. Furthermore, while in the throes of physical activity, I don't think about food. I wasn't cognizant of this fact until I started to spend more time working out with friends, but training is the only time my mind isn't on food. This was a pertinent realization in terms of healing my food relationship. The correlation is too significant to ignore. There are a few things I enjoy more than my weekly yoga date with Allie, my enlightening walks around the lake or evening hill sprints with Josh, and my serious training sessions with Jamie. They have further cemented our relationships and filled my life with exuberance. So here's what I propose. Replace one social event each week with an active interaction. If you do this, by the end of the year, you'll have accumulated 52 active interactions. That means you will spend 52 days engaged in physical activity with friends. I know it seems like a lot, and who really has time for that? Well, you do. You have time to make your life better and to share that enriched state of living with the people you most care about. That doesn't mean that you won't ever share a glass, read bottle, of wine with friends or commune with loved ones over a full table. It simply encourages balance in the way we consort, creating habits that will enhance and harmonize our perspective on consumption. So here's to a happier and healthier future for you. Make it the most active one yet. You just listened to the post titled Active Interaction by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What Ms. Fanouni has done here is actually paired the two most successful things a person can do when trying to lose or manage their weight. She's actually somehow managed to combine those two elements together. That would be exercise and social support. Diet is actually number three, believe it or not. So her idea is genius. She's combining the two most powerful elements together. And if you can make that a habit, nothing can stop you. Because what the data are showing is that after studying those who have lost at least 30 pounds and kept the weight off for at least 2 years, we're learning that exercise and social support is really most key. And we're talking about a sample size they use of over 30,000 people. And so again, the huge advantage to what Ms. Fanouni is proposing is combining exercise and social support together, which are the most predictive when it comes to losing weight and maintaining that weight loss. All right, now don't forget, you can ask me your health-related questions to be in special raffles on the first of every month. The next raffle is just a few days away. So if you want to be a part of that, just ask me a question. You can do that at oldpodcast.com/ask. Don't forget, it makes me really happy. I love answering your questions and sharing information with you. And again, the bonus is you get entered into raffles. Thank you again for doing that. Thank you for being here every day. I hope you have a great start to your week. I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.